The St John Ambulance Organisation has said it is committed to publishing a report into the handling of historic child sex abuse complaints. The report was completed in November, but victims and survivors say the wait for publication has been particularly difficult for them. The matter was raised in the Doyle this week, and our reporter Adele McAllister has been following the story. Adele, first of all, perhaps you might just remind us of something of the background to this.
Yes, this report on historical child sexual abuse allegations at St John's Ambulance began in March 2021, and it followed disclosures of abuse from a number of individuals concerning a former member of that organisation. Now, the report was carried out by Senior Counsel Dr. Geoffrey Shannon. He's a former Special Rapporteur and he's an expert in the area of protection of children and vulnerable adults. Now, under the terms of reference of this review, Dr. Shannon was to examine the disclosures made. He was also to investigate the manner in which the complaints were dealt with historically and whether there were any other complaints, and then also the adequacy of arrangements now in place. Dr. Shannon's report was complete in November last year, and there was a commitment from St John's Ambulance in December to publish early in 2023. But one of the survivors, Mick Finnegan, said they're still waiting for clarity on when it'll be published.
I got an email from Dr. Geoffrey Shannon early November. He said he completed the report and it was finished, and he was waiting on St John Ambulance to adhere to some GDPR guidelines as set out in the terms of reference. Eventually that was done and the report was handed over by Dr. Shannon to St John Ambulance and the board on the 28th of November, so nearly 10 weeks ago.
And Mick Finnegan also spoke of the impact that this waiting has had on him and fellow survivors.
It's re-traumatising, you know, it's upsetting, it's heartbreaking, it's causing great frustration and anger amongst the survivors, including myself. You know, we're left waiting to know the truth that we've lived, you know, and we're being ignored, we're being marginalised even more so. And for the life of me, I don't understand why St John Ambulance hasn't published a report.
And the matter, Adele, has now been raised in the Doyle and Shannon.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. Late last year, the Shannon called for a full public inquiry into the organisation following a debate on a cross-party motion. It's also been raised by several TDs in the Doyle more recently this week. Now, survivor Mick Finnegan, who we just heard from there, he himself wrote to President Michael D. Higgins, who had expressed his support to the group and their call to publish the report as soon as possible. And then in his response in the Doyle this week, Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman said he'd written to the organisation last week, urging them to make the report available to survivors.
On January 26th, I wrote to St John's Ambulance again. I again urged publication as early as possible, noting that the delay in publishing this report is of great concern. Each delay in publication risks a further diminution in trust of survivors in this process, and it is the survivors who are absolutely central to all of this. I once again reiterate and strongly urge the publication of this report as soon, and that it be made available to survivors as soon as possible.
So what, Adele, has St John Ambulance been saying about the report, about their plans to publish?
Yeah, well, the organisation wrote to survivors on January 10th, assuring them that the report would be published. In a statement to this programme, St John's Ambulance confirmed that it had received Dr Shannon's report and it reiterated that intention to publish the report. The statement said the report also included an assessment of current safeguarding practices in the organisation. And it went on to say the board of St John Ambulance appreciates that many people are eager to review the findings of the report, that it intended to publish it in full, but that would happen after a review by their board is complete. Now, they said this necessary process is underway and the board is committed to ensuring it as quick and efficient as possible. And then separately, Brian Tusla said that when the report is published, they'll review it and follow up accordingly with St John's Ambulance in respect of any child protection matters.
Adele McAllister, thank you for that.